How's Greg, what kind of progress offense made into that third game? What about on defense?
Well, I thought we handled some situations pretty well, you know, the ball in the red zone. And defensively, we control how we get off the field, not how we get on the field. And that's one of our biggest things that we preach to the guys. So that's one of the things that we thought was a success. We still need to – there's some execution things that we need to keep getting cleaned up. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. And that's the biggest thing that we preach to our defense. It's not what you do. Most people have the same stuff. It's how you do it. And there were some situations in that third quarter with Sean Hill, and he made some plays. Good player. I got to coach with him for a while. I love Sean. He's a good player. And he snuck around and got out of there and made some plays. So we have some execution things to clean up. So that's the good and the bad of the game.
You talked last week about Detroit giving you a really good look with the big-time wide receiver and good quarterback. Did you get the look that you wanted from them and the work you wanted?
Yeah, it was very good. It was good to game plan that type of offense. They went no huddle. They would go on the line of scrimmage, and we got to work our process, see how quickly we could get calls in and execute them. And that's what we wanted to see in the third preseason game. For the most part, we did that very well.
And offensively, what does Seattle like to do that gives you a challenge defensively?
Seattle's run game is very similar to our run game here, where they want to stretch you apart and cut it up the field. And so that's a good test for our front, our run mechanics, our fit mechanics that we talk about. We talk about mechanics of how everything works together in the run game. This guy's here. This guy fits here. Hey, the next guy needs to fit here. That's what is a great test of us, especially for our young guys in the game.
Did you know much about Wheeler before he got here? And what has he surprised you with what he's able to do?
Well, like I said before, one of our favorite things about Philip Wheeler is his position flexibility. I was fortunate enough to be coaching the Senior Bowl squad that had him that year when he came out, and he did a good job in the pass rush drills and a lot of different drills for us there. So I did have some firsthand knowledge of how he moved, and he remembered me, so that was good. And he kind of liked me a little bit, so that was all right. So he's able to do a lot of things, and he loves playing football. I mean, you guys see him. He's all over the field, and you can see him a lot because his dreads are all over the field too. He's a good guy to be around and a pleasure to coach because he's always looking to get better. He asks the next step questions a lot of times, which as a coach you really like.
Did DeMarcus Van Dyke look like the guy that he was earlier in camp in this last game, or was it kind of still the same?
He was better. Yeah. He still needs to improve. He covered a little bit better in this last game. You know, he still needs to improve. He needs to tackle better, and he knows this. So, and he's working on it. He's had a good week of practice. But to add to that, I'm excited to watch him this week. Hopefully he plays well.
How will you deal with how much of an issue is it that Richard Campbell has not been able to practice for a maintenance issue to keep himself healthy? And Dennis was saying it could be something like he had with Darren Sharper, where it goes on for most of the season. But he's still enough of a pro that, you know, he can deal with it. But when you don't have him at practice as much as you do, does it hurt at all?
It's not. The best things you want is you want the guys to learn how to play together. And so that's the part where you'd be excited if he was in there a little bit more. But Richard's a pro, and we walk him through a lot of things, and he makes sure he's paying attention in meetings. So he's doing a nice job of paying attention and asking questions. If he's got any issues, he talks to Coach Williams or myself. So he's a pro, and we'll be excited whenever he's back to get him in the mix with the guys.
Ideally, I mean, you think you could, you know, with the depth you have on your defensive line, that you can play him maybe not as many snaps as he has had the last few years, but just get optimum snaps from him when he's in there?
I can tell you one thing. We and you can see it in the games, we are going to play our players. I was fortunate enough as a young coach to get a person to get a phrase from Mr. Walsh when I got into the NFL, and it said, know your personnel and use your personnel. That's what Mr. Walsh lived by. And so we're going to use them for what they can do. And so they'll all play.
How's Chuck Waugh coming along?
You know, he made nice interceptions against Arizona and did some good things this week. He's what a lot of young guys do. They see the same play and the first time do it right, and then the next play maybe not so right, and then the third time they get it right again. So we have to get that middle one out of there.
A little inconsistent.
Yes, but he's getting better.
As a coach, is it fun to see a guy like Cumbie have those three block passes and kind of take advantage of a key moment for his?
Heck yeah, those are the guys you root for because Coach, I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be back. And Jamie plays hard every snap, and then he comes back and makes a bunch of plays and ends the game with a tip interception and, you know, gets a sack and all those batted balls. I mean, that was one of the things we emphasized against Detroit, is getting our hands up and closing windows of the pocket. And the guys did a nice job of doing that, from the guys that were in first to the guys that came in after. And, shoot, we got a great – you guys see us – when you guys are out on the field, you see us work our interceptions and our turnover drills. We had a great example. It's exactly how it happens. You make plays on tips and overthrows. And that was a great example of a tip pass. And then Chris will make it a great play. I mean, he's got good hands.
Ken?
Anything else, guys? All right.